Mohammed Dugla ran an agricultural extension program in Iraq from the mid-1970s until 1990. He was visiting family in the U.S. when the first Gulf War started in 1991, and he hasn't been back to Iraq since. Now he teaches rural community educators at UW-Madison, but most of his family is still in Iraq. While he says he's glad to see the end of Saddam Hussein's regime, he thinks the U.S. should be moving more quickly to put Iraqis back in charge of their country.
War is over. I think it's time to make peace. It's time to think of establishing a government. It's time to get the Iraqi people themselves seriously involved in decision-making and assuming positions. And it seems to me there is some reluctance in terms of really turning things over to the Iraqis.
Douglas says eventually Baghdad University can play a role in rebuilding the country, but he says it will take time for it to earn back the trust of Iraqis who still see it as just a tool of Saddam Hussein.
I think it will take quite a long time, probably a year or two, before you could have the kind of a higher education institution in Iraq that is credible.
Dugla was born in Iraq but has been a U.S. citizen since 1969. He says once there is a viable government in place, he'd like to contribute to the reconstruction of his native land. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.